And welcome to the January 1996 edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I'm Fred Bobey, sitting behind the microphone in the DX Audio Service Sheetrock Announce booth with your magazine for the first month of 1996. If you'd like to write to us, perhaps send in a subscription, a renewal, or any kind of correspondence, our address is the DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Our infamous voicemail system is area code 419-228-4199. The fax number, 419-221-1609. And on the internet, you can find us at GNBC at alpha, A-L-P-H-A, dot W-Coil, that's W-C-O-I-L, dot com. And I think that's just about all the house cleaning we have to start off the magazine. So let's get right into some switch action with Jerry Starr and the AM Switch.
Here's Jerry Starr with the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine, starting with reference number 376 and two call interchanges. On 1490, KBKS Boulder, Colorado becomes KBVI. And on 1600, WOHL in Wheeling, West Virginia becomes WOHZ. As a matter of fact, the change to WOHL was an error made by the FCC, evidently a clerical error of some sort. The station had applied for WOHZ but was granted WOHL. Well, that situation has been rectified. And finally, 1600 Wheeling, West Virginia becomes WOHZ. One application of interest on 1200 WQDQ, Lebanon, Tennessee, would like to change their city of license to Nashville, Tennessee, modify their construction permit to show their night power as 249 watts. We believe this construction permit may hold the record as the oldest unbuilt new station. The 1200 kilohertz CP dates back to the early 80s. Prior to that, it was a CP for many years on 1600 kilohertz. It'll be interesting to see if and when this station ever actually gets on the air. Moving to otherness on 1120, KZSJ, that brand new station in San Martin, California, confirms that they are 5,000 watts in the daytime, only 150 watts at night. The antenna is U1. On 1340, KIDS in Springfield, Missouri, this silent station is back on the air and calling itself Branson Information Radio. They feature a continuous tape loop touting various attractions in the tourist area that surrounds Branson, Missouri. 1460 WBAN, Rantoul, Illinois, this silent station is back on the air. 1490 KBVI in Boulder, Colorado, back on the air with a new call. Also on 1490 in Colorado, KXRE in Manitou Springs, this silent station is back on the air and now relays the programming from the 1480 station in Pueblo, Colorado, KRRU. Finally on 1590 WETT Ocean City, Maryland, we reported last month this station was silent. Turns out it was technical difficulties at their transmitter site. The silence lasted only a few days and they are back on the air. Moving to reference number 377, just one call change, 1260 KDFX Dybul, Texas changes to KSML. One application of interest on 1200 WKOX in Framingham, Massachusetts would like to raise their powers to 50,000 watts day and night with a directional antenna at night only. The engineering on this application is rather interesting. It has WKOX diplexing into the tower of WNTN, the 1550 station in Newton, Massachusetts, for their daytime signal, and then adding a third tower at their existing site for the nighttime operation. In otherness on 570 WIDS in Russell Springs, Kentucky, this silent station has returned to the air. 1130 KCIB, Milan, New Mexico, also back on the air. 1270 WLAW, Fairhaven, Massachusetts, the construction permit for this new station expired. However, the permittee has requested reinstatement, so this construction permit may still have life. Also on 1270 WCKN, Surfside, South Carolina, although licensed for full-time, the station is operating daytime only since it relays WCKO, the 1110 station in the Newport area, which is, of course, a daytimer. 1450 WLPM in Suffolk, Virginia is silent, and on 1600 KCPX in Centerville, Utah, also silent. Moving on to reference number 378, call letter changes on 610 WRFX Charlotte, North Carolina becomes WFNZ. On 810 WJXL Jacksonville, Alabama changing to WNSI. 910 WLLJ in Cassopolis, Michigan changing to WGTO. On 1080 KKSD Anchorage, Alaska becomes KASH. 1090 KVDB in Sioux Center, Iowa, changing to KSOU. 1190 WMRE, Hughesville, Pennsylvania, will be WRKK. Also on 1190 KGBS, Dallas, Texas, changing to KDFX. 1420 WADX, Trenton, Georgia, becomes WKWN. And on 1480 WNKY, Neon, Kentucky, changing to WEZC. One grant of interest on 850 WYLF in Penyan, New York. They become a full-time station by adding 46 watts at night. Their antenna mode will be U1. Moving on into otherness on 930, there had been some speculation about this station, KKIN in Aitkin, Minnesota. People have been hearing it at night, but all the log sources and data sources show it as a daytime-only station. Evidently, this station was granted full-time status, and the FCC slipped it through the cracks. Occasionally, the FCC doesn't get everything into the public notices for whatever reason, but the station is full-time. 2,500 watts daytime, 360 watts is their night power, and the antenna is now U1. 960 WJCM Sebring, Florida is back on the air. 980 WMEK Chase City, Virginia, also back on the air. On 1000 WKLO Danville, Kentucky, you can scratch this station out of your log. The license is canceled. The call has been deleted. The station had been silent since 1991. On 1000 WRNJ in Hackettstown, New Jersey, this station will be purchased by WINS, the 1010 station in New York City. It will be purchased for the purpose of taking it off the air permanently to facilitate WINS's new directional pattern. On 1340, here's this month's mystery for someone to solve. It concerns WHGS in Holton, Maine. Now, back in October of 1994, the M Street Journal reported from the FCC that the license for this long silent station has been canceled. And, of course, we reported that to you last year. Now, the new MSJ directory shows WHGS as a station that is operating on the air. So, do we have a member in that area who can check out the status of WHGS? We believe that that's an error in the directory, but just to make sure, if someone in that area could check and see if WHGS still exists, we'd appreciate it. Also on 1340 KOLE Port Arthur, Texas, according to the present owner of this silent station, it should be back on the air under new ownership by the time you hear this. Also on 1340 KCRN San Angelo, Texas, this silent station is back on the air. 1350 WHMI Howell, Michigan is silent. On 1370, another mystery, sort of, WMNY in Ellery Santee, South Carolina. It's possible this silent station, which has been off the air since 1994, could be gone for good. There's an ad being published in trade magazines that offers their transmitter, audio gear, even their four towers for sale. However, the ad states that this equipment is, quote, now on the air, which is news to us. Now, we'll be in Santee in February. We'll try to check that out for you. 1390 WISK Americus, Georgia. This station has been silent since the floods of 794, but expects to be back on the air sometime in 1996. On 1450 WQNT, that's the new call for the silent station in Charleston, South Carolina. It used to be WUJM. We told you last month to expect them to be on the air shortly. Well, now it turns out that it may not be right away. According to NRC member Dave Schmidt, their transmitter site was destroyed by fire and the existing transmitter had to be scrapped. Now, we know this is correct information because Dave owns the company that did the scrapping. Anyway, WQNT in Charleston on 1450 is expected to return to the air eventually, but a target date right now is unknown. 1490 WUWU Cordell, Georgia is silent. And on 1490 WLGW in Lancaster, New Hampshire, the owner of this license reports that the license for this silent station has been canceled and the call has been deleted, so you can remove that one from your logbook. And that will wrap it up for the first edition of 1996 for AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr. I'll see you in 30 days with another big pile of stuff from the broadcast band. Right now, where it's warm, envy, envy. Here's John Belker.
And a happy new year to you, Jerry, and yours and all that. Hey, Linda and I want to thank you very much for helping plan our travels in 1996, because every time you change a call sign, you know, it puts a new dot on our Rand McNally. And along about April, we stick that map up on the wall, and the route that connects the dots best is the route we take in the motorhome with our recorders running. So anyway, today we're going to start the 1310 frequency on the travelogue, everybody. We have 64 station breaks to play for you from this regional channel. Maximum power for U.S. stations on 1310 is still 5,000 watts. That's the old power limit on the regional channels. So anyway, what do you say we start right now? And we can hear on the, wow, January 1996 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
30 until 3, live from the West Coast, here on 1310. News next at 1 o'clock, followed by Darren's Coffee Shop.
You're tuned to 1310 on your AM dial, WLOB, Portland.
The USA Radio Network. I'm Bob Agnew.
And as we follow Interstate 95 southward across the Granite and Bay States, we find Connecticut.
And good morning. It's 9 o'clock on WICH, 55 degrees. I'm Bob Ford.
Well. And here's a presidential candidate on WVIP.
Barry Lynn, signing off for this hour on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Nationwide crime spree.
Okay, across the Hudson River now, we head northwest and for a dual ID in mid-state, upstate New York.
Unforgettable 1310 WTLB, Utica, Rome. 1200 WTLA, North
Mother
Syracuse.
Mother Nature didn't shine on NASA's parade today. Storm swept through the Kennedy Space Center as NASA tried to launch the Space Shuttle Atlantis.
Well, regardless of that, we're going to head down to the Atlantic beaches now in the Garden State.
Great Gold, WJLK News. I'm Ed Salvis.
Okay, our first step back in time now.
Send all the information to the bulletin board, WCAM, Camden, New Jersey.
That goes back 30 years. Those call letters disappeared in 1979.
We live right now. Along with Paul Perillo in the newsroom, this is Don Jenkins at South Jersey's radio station, WSSJ Camden.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Yeah, this next station sure has a limited range. It's 1,000 water with a three-tower array right beside Interstate 80. You go right by it. But you still have to be within a mile or two. It's, at least that's been my experience. We have two IDs from them. This first one goes back to 1977.
This is Morris County's music maker.
WQTK.
Parsippany, Troy Hills.
Yeah, they're legal. Cute, though, isn't that right? Now, they changed their call to WXMC, standing for Cross. Oh, boy. Morris County.
You're listening to WXMC 1310 on your AM dial from Parsippany, Troy Hills, New Jersey.
From the WXMC newsroom, here's an update on national and local events.
AP Network News. Good morning. I'm Larry Brown.
Okay, Larry. Very good. Now, out in the south central part of Pennsylvania is the town of Bedford. And Bedford has had two radio stations for many, many years, WAYC and WBFD, but I still get them balled up because for reasons best known to them, and probably to Jerry Starr, too, a few years back they swapped frequencies, 1310 and 1600. Anyway, what we want to do is play you the one now that covers 1310 these days in Bedford, Pennsylvania.
Listening to Talk Radio, 1310 AM, WAYC in Bedford.
That's talk.
Eastern Daylight Time at the tone will be 10 o'clock.
CBS
CBS News. I'm Bill Whitney. The last time this happened, 5 years ago, we had a recession.
Oh, terrific. This next station's been silent for some time, even though their towers are still up. And with music like that...
From the staff and management of WGSA Ephrata, a happy and joyous Easter.
Now, does that announcer sound happy and joyous? That's a downer. There, there. We go out to the northern tier of Pennsylvania.
Network News is up next.
The Northern Tiers Country Connections, FM 100 WKAD Canton, and AM 13 WJOZ Troy.
I guess you could tell the distortion was on their ID tape. But they cured it the old-fashioned way. They changed their call letters.
WHDL AM Troy, WHDL FM Canton, Tawanda, Elmira.
You look so disbelieving at my suitcase by the door.
Okay, this next town in western Pennsylvania has the most outstanding clothing store in the United States, bar
none. 5 degrees in downtown Warren. Stay tuned now for Songtime with John DeBrine, followed by news, weather, and sports from United Press International here on WNAE, Warren, Pennsylvania.
Nice. Here's an oldie from 1981 in our nation's capital.
At the top of the hour, this is WEEL Fairfax.
Oh boy, and here's how they sound today.
Ooh, reach out your hand, catch the spirit too.
Feel the spirit. 1310 WDCT Fairfax, Washington.
Welcome to Midday Connection, a positive approach to biblical living in the 90s.
Okay, sports fans, down to the Fruit Bowl.
Pausing 15 seconds for station identification on the Peach Bowl Radio Network.
Whatever.
This is your complete sports station, AM 1310, WGH, Newport News, Norfolk.
Davenport back in, first down 10 from the 47, there's the snap.
Okay, and from the western hills of North Carolina in the 1960s, this one is just barely legal.
Ashley weather, sunny and mild today. Highs in the 80s, clear and cold tonight, low about 35.
Little problem with the tape. And as we move east through North Carolina...
Serving Davidson and Mount Pleasant. This radio station, Gospel 1310 AM, WGSP Show.
Okay, finally we move over to the Golden Triangle of the Tar Heel State.
Things you ain't gonna show.
This is WTIK, Durham, North Carolina.
Well, now, wait a minute. We can do better than that. We got Ron Clark living right there. We can do better than that one here. Let's try it again.
And you're tuned to 1310 AM, WTIK, Durham, Raleigh, Chapel Hill, 3 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock.
That's better. Okay, a little bit south of North Carolina.
You're in Carolina country. WDKB, King Street, Lake City.
That's South Carolina, you see.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nahn. President Clinton is shopping for another attorney general.
Yeah, we're shopping for a better ID on that
Christmas
station.
Christmas to continue. It's our Christmas present to you. From all of us here at Central Florida's gospel music giant, and in the 4 o'clock hour, a lot more sounds of the season to come. Central Florida's gospel music giant is 1310, WYND, DeLand, Deltona, Sanford, and the Beaches. Dino and the Go Home Show on this Friday afternoon, UPI News Time is 4 o'clock.
UPI Radio News, I'm Larry Webb.
Nice sound on that station. I was lucky to catch this next one in 1990 with an English ID. Don't hear it at all these days.
Baby,
What you love.
First news first on this Tuesday, January 29th, a service of 1310 information. I'm Ted Hine for WAUC News.
Now, of all the IDs in the entire collection, the voice on this next station break is among the more memorable. And not particularly good, necessarily, just memorable. And catch the name of the news announcer on the NBN Network News.
Life is cheap on urban streets. I'm Bruce Williams, NBN News.
Only gave a legal ID. Could you make it out? WAJO, Marion, Alabama. And here's another from Alabama.
AM 1310, WJRA, Priceville, Decatur, Alabama.
That town is Priceville, Alabama. Okay, over into Mississippi now.
Radio Baldwin, WAGP at 1310.
Now, I ask you, was that WHEP or WAGB or what? Shades of our discussion, Mike Lance, up in Connecticut a couple of years ago, right? And darn it, here's another station using a distorted ID tape. They're probably just overused cartridges, I'd have to feel.
WHLB, Hattiesburg.
But by comparison, this next station uses a clean jingle. I love it.
WTLD, Chattanooga.
I'm Dave Adams. In the news at this hour, authorities in Norfolk, Virginia have arrested John Salvi, the suspect in the killings of two women and the wounding of five other people at two abortion clinics in Brookline, Massachusetts yesterday.
And here comes one of the more stressful news sounders I have in the collection. That would drive me crazy.
1310 WDXI, Jackson.
CBS News, I'm David Darrow in Los Angeles. Time and again today, the questions at President Clinton's press conference turned back to Bosnia.
At least they went into the news at the right time. Keeps them on the ball, I guess.
We have a temperature reading of 37 degrees.
105.5 FM, WBNP, 1310 AM, WOCB, voice of the Big South Fork National River and Recreational Area, Oneida, Tennessee.
That's legal, by the way, because they named the company that owned them.
Uptown got his hustlers, Bowery got his bumps, 42nd Street got a big Jim Walker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun.
Yeah, okay. Here's one from the Bluegrass
this
State.
Is AM 1310 WTTL, Madisonville, Kentucky.
Opening statements have concluded at the Susan Smith trial in Union, South Carolina. ABC's Tim Scheld is there.
You know, I love this next jingle.
The PSI is 28, and that's a good reading. It's currently 34. That's the news from AM 13. I'm Veronica Vandress.
Isn't that great? We're going to end this month with an update to that station's call letters and with a snip of what they were playing as a theme song of mine back in WCAX in Burlington, Vermont in 1946. It's Tommy Dorsey's Opus Number 1.
AM 1310, unforgettable WDPM, Alliance. From ABC News, I'm John Belmont. She said...
Well, okay, we're going to finish up the 1310 channel next month on the travelogue. And now, from the warm confines of Iowa in January, here's Jim Snowbarger. Jim?
Thank you, Mr. Bowkert. Merry Christmas to you, sir, in advance, as well as to you, dear listener, and welcome one and all to the column we call Bandscan. where we take a look up as well as down our beloved AM radio band, as seen from just about everywhere in these here United States and sometimes beyond. Well, it's post-Thanksgiving time, and I have picked up what's commonly called pneumonia or something like that. And I sound pretty much like I feel, and the English words that adequately describe it can't be said on the air. So, we'll let Ron Clark do the talking this time. We were down in central North Carolina, as you recall. He was scanning, and we stopped him prematurely at 800 kilohertz, so we'll start at 810 and work our way on up and see how far we get. This month on Bandscan from your DXAS.
810's in the Roanoke area, WKNV. 830's in this area, WWMO, Eden, Greensboro, North Carolina. 840 is WGTC, I believe that's correct, in Columbia, South Carolina. We do get an ID from it. And at 850 comes the Buzz in Raleigh, North Carolina. You'll hear Ima's ID, and it's a brand new call. It hasn't hit AM switch yet. And 860 will be two Christian stations, one in Taylorsville, North Carolina, WACB, and the Weaker in Oak Hill, West Virginia, WOAY, and we'll get to the mighty, powerful, well-modulated 880 WPIP Christian radio here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's a new station also.
RBZ Raleigh is the new 850, the Buzz. North Carolina's home for IMUS in the morning, the Buzz.
That's the mercy of knowing Jesus, to know that you're on the winning side.
900 is a station in Rockingham, North Carolina. I'm not sure of the call. 910 is 3WR, Roanoke, Virginia. Not reliable, but behind it can be heard WJCW in Johnson City, Tennessee. And then WVBB 920, Burlington, North Carolina. And WYFQ Bible Broadcasting in Charlotte, North Carolina. 950 WPET, Greensboro, North Carolina. 960 News Talk, WFIR, Roanoke, Virginia. 980 WAAA, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. 990 WEEB, Southern Pines, North Carolina. News Talk with Lee Maribal on it.
Cleo's Snack Bar and Grill, located inside the Rockingham Bowling Center.
Vaguely resembling here the entire picture of the great things that Israel had some sort of conflict with is described. Here the future of nations laid out before us so that any hype will...
From the WBBB Newsroom, I'm Greg Allen.
World scene. Now here's the unchanging good news found in God's Word. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's John 3, verse 17. And that is today's good news.
Works where memories are handled with care. WFIR forecast, a mix of clouds and sun today and tonight, a high of 88, low tonight of 68. Mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers, a high of 85 on Friday. Saturday, sunny, the high of 82. Currently 75 degrees at AM 960 WFIR. Don't forget, Sunday at noon, the Redskins and the Raiders right here on WFIR.
And now, clinical psychologist Dr. Joy Brown.
And you're tuned to WFIR Roanoke's news station.
Later came forward. And then 5 days later, on November 27th,
He entered an alcohol treatment clinic for evaluation.
Next, at 10:10, we have WSCP, Albemarle, North Carolina News Talk, and a faint WRIX in Homeland, Anderson, South Carolina at 10:20, and WGFC in Floyd, Virginia at 10:30, and WSGH local here in Winston-Salem at 10:40, and WLON Lincolnton at 10:50, and WCOK Sparta, North Carolina at 10:60, WGOS High Point at 10:70, a local, WKGX Lenore, North Carolina at 10:80, and WKBY in Chatham, Virginia at 10:80. The Lenore will be country. The one in Chatham, Virginia will be urban contemporary. And WKTE King, North Carolina at 10:90.
And the beast is an inferior beast to the beast that tempts. So he devours you. So those who intimidate you subject you.
Evidence gained is inadmissible. They'll turn around and tell the jury, look, it.
Above and in the earth, up in the saith the Lord God, I shall.
Pray, Georgia. Thank you from WNOW in Charlotte, North Carolina. We also appreciate our listeners from WCTG in Columbia, South Carolina.
Tell you a story about the Motherlode Strangest Duel. This portion of our show is brought to you by our friends at Folger's Mountain Grown Coffee. You know, it's the best part of waking up.
At 11:10 will be one everyone will know, WBT in Charlotte. 11:30 is the only top 40, so to speak, station on the AM dial, WCLW, Eden, North Carolina. At 11:40 is WRNA in China Grove, North Carolina, gospel station. And on 11:50 is Burlington's News Talker with Lee Maribal, but I believe we'll get a commercial this time. WBAG. 11:60 is WODY, Bassett, Virginia. 11:70 is WCXN in Claremont, North Carolina, Southern Gospel. 11:80, Gaffney, South Carolina. It's an urban gospel station. Don't know the call letters. Then we'll go to 1200 for WSML, Burlington, Graham, North Carolina. It's a gospel, and in the afternoon, it's a talk station.
22nd Annual World Kielbasa Festival that opens today in Chicopee, Massachusetts. Officials at the Chicopee Provision Company say this year's sausage is a record setter, tops the 1993 King Kielbasa, which weighed in at a mere 593 pounds.
Because everybody knows that we're most.
Blessed hope within, given to me by the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. He'll pick me up when I die. Grace, grace, and more grace.
Well, you keep eating right.
Taking those Flintstones vitamins and who knows?
Flintstones, complete with the vitamins and minerals kids need and the great taste they love.
He did. Can you jump?
No, but I got an awesome spinning fadeaway jumper.
Thing I want to lay on your heart. It is better to be hated for telling the truth.
Thank you.
is changed into the human one. Children are not admonished to obey their parents, but to heed their advice. But you ready for this one? Lord is removed.
Thank you, Ron. Well, we'll finish that up next month, and who knows? Maybe I'll be over my panumia by then. Boy, I sure hope so. By the way, we're looking for new scans. If you have one you'd like to contribute to help the continuance of the column, send them to me. I'm Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R, by the way. And I accept mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. We'll see you next month, and have a great holiday.
Parrots, the giant Andean condor, and the toucan all make their home in Ecuador, the home of HCJB, the voice of the Andes. From Quito, we're broadcasting to North America on 9745 kHz, as well as on single sideband 21455. At the final tone, it will be 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 hour UTC.
More DXers enter Ecuador into their medium wave logs, courtesy of HCJB DX tests on 690 kilohertz, and a new country count record is set at the Newfi 4 DX expedition. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the International DX Audio Service Report. National Radio Club International DX column editor Jim Renfrew of Rochester, New York, heard the December 3rd HCJB 690 DX test. Jim reports as follows. At 0600, a killer buzz, allegedly Cuba with transmitter problems, seemed to obliterate any chance of hearing this special test. But at 0615, I quickly punched the record button when I heard some Morse code pop up through the noise and CBF QRM from Canada. I sent off an email message with the exact characters heard to Rich McVicker at HCJB, and he was kind enough to send me an immediate email confirmation with a postal QSL to follow. Ecuador number 3 for Jim, but the first definitely verified. Jim wraps up by saying, now let's get some tests from Peru and Bolivia. Congrats to Jim Renfrew. Also, DXer Steve Witt reports that the November HCJB 690 DX test was heard during a DX expedition in Scotland. So these DX tests are getting out there. If you haven't logged Ecuador on medium wave, give these DX tests a shot. Chances are good that you'll hear HCJB on 690 kilohertz with code punching through any interference. Up-and-coming tests are scheduled for January 7 at 0800 UTC, February 4 at 0600 UTC, and March 3rd also at 0600 UTC. Now on to Newfoundland and part two of the DXpedition report. Mark Conley has completed the gargantuan task of compiling all the logs for what now is a new medium wave country count record for a Newfoundland DXpedition, and quite possibly a North American or even a world record for any single DXpedition as we begin the Newfie Experience part two.
Hi, this is Dave Clark speaking. It's a great privilege for me to be at the Newfoundland expedition at Cabo Hayden for the first time. We've been hearing lots of Europeans and a few Africans and tons of graveyard Brazilians. I want to say hello to everyone in the NRC who's listening to this service.
Turks and Caicos on 532 kilohertz.
Radio Visión Cristiana.
Patterson, New Jersey. By satellite to the world. This is WWRV New York, 1330 AM, with Radio Vision Christiana International, 535 AM, South Caicos, Turks and Caicos Islands, British West Indies.
To give you an idea of the intensity of the effort to log Brazilians, here's an unidentified Brazilian graveyarder on 1570 kilohertz with a show promo. And here's one more show promo from the unidentified 1570 Brazilian. From Uruguay, Radio Carve, 850 kilohertz in a commercial break during the big Brazil-Uruguay soccer game Wednesday night, October 11. Did you hear the Radio Carve ID? Listen carefully to this next one, Nigeria on 1170 kilohertz. The announcement was, you're listening to the national news coming to you from OGBC1, Abeokuta. Abeokuta is a city located in southwest Nigeria. Let's listen again. Other countries heard from Africa included Angola, Botswana, Kenya, and South Africa. Here's a super signal from Saudi Arabia, 1521 kilohertz. And one more, this time from the Canary Islands, and a local ID for Radio Las Palmas on 1008 kilohertz. And now here's Mark Conley with the record-breaking country count.
This time around, the country's total is 95 on the medium wave band, as contrasted with the previous record of 92 countries, as heard 2 years ago on the October 1993 D expedition. We also have two tentatives, one of which we feel fairly sure of, Wales on 1170, and Qatar on 954 is still in the very tentative range. Jean Brunel is doing some more research on that one, so we cannot put that one in the book yet. However, 95 that we are quite confident in is a good total. Five short of the magic 100 mark, so that still gives us something to look for the next time we do one of these things, go for the 100. The countries were distributed all over the place. I'd say that it was quite good to hear India on 1566, coming from that distance in that direction, and Lesotho in southern Africa, 1197, you know, not particularly rare anymore, but still the all-time distance champ at over 7,000 miles. Quite impressive with the Uruguay, Paraguay, and numerous Argentinian stations that were coming through. And Europe, of course, was quite easy. And Neil, of course, turned in a great performance on 250-watt Brazilians, which are one of his specialties. And it was quite an enjoyable time, and again, a record for a number of countries logged. I'm not sure if this is on any de-expedition ever, but on the four Newfoundland de-expeditions, that's the record. I think the first one in 1991 had 65 countries. The
1993. The expedition was 92, previous record. And the springtime, 1995, one netted 70 countries, which is quite remarkable considering that the conditions are much poorer at that time. It was only about a month and some change before the longest day of the year. So to get 70 countries at that time of year was impressive indeed, and possibly just as much of an achievement as hearing 95 in the autumn.
Mark Conley on Newfoundland De-Expedition Country Counts. More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX in 96.
Before we flip over to side two of the magazine, I got an interesting little article which appeared in the Detroit News magazine. It's titled, Turn of the Century May Turn Off Computers. The turn of the century will turn many computers into confused, frustrated wrecks. The reason, on January 1st, 2000, they won't know what day it is. Many personal and mainframe computers in homes and offices will think the year is actually 1900 and will shut down. The so-called millennium bug stems from the way computer programming languages have been written for the last 30 years. Most programs just use two digits to identify the calendar year, so 1995 is shortened to 95. So the computer will shorten the year 2000 to 00 and recognize it as 1900, causing major miscalculations that actually could shut down companies. Since many computer functions are time-sensitive, the computer will not know how to process data when faced with an incorrect date. This is the biggest technical screw-up in history, said Bill Schoen, a computer programmer with Ford Motor Company, who was among one of the first to warn of the problem. An average Fortune 500 company will spend $100 million and thousands of man-hours to correct the glitch. Programmers are already going through software, changing the two-digit date to four digits. In Michigan, Consumer Power Company expects to spend $20 million to $45 million to fix 350 vulnerable computer systems. Blue Cross, which processes 100 million medical claims a year, has budgeted $3 million next year to begin eliminating the date problem from its computers. If the bug is not wiped out, it could affect everything from the billing offices of utilities to the assembly lines of automobile companies. That article was written by Joel J. Smith of the Detroit News. And, of course, since we use server systems here at the DX Audio Service, you know what that means. We'll actually be publishing a magazine about radio before radio even started. We'll catch you on Side 2 with more of the DX Audio Service.